Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care Radio. We're talking Atchison Hoops, and we're joined now, pleased to be joined now by the boys coach in Pat Battle. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Phoenix still undefeated on the season, number two ranked in the 4A class. Coach, navigating the schedule changes last week on Friday at the midseason tournament, you ultimately play two games, so you go your semifinal game, you know, defeating a very good Leavenworth team that you saw earlier in the season, and then later on that night, you took on a very good Eudora team, 74-64. You guys win that Tonganoxie Invitational Championship. So, one, congrats on that success there. Obviously, we talked about it last week, the field and how challenging it would be. But then just kind of navigating through all the weather changes and ultimately coming out with that tournament championship.
Yeah, that was the most challenging that I would say I've had. I've been a head coach for 25 years, and I cannot ever remember a time in which we had to play two varsity games on the same day. I mean, we've done it for JV tournaments and sub-varsity tournaments, but never for varsity. So that was a unique experience. And it's especially difficult because of the preparation level is different completely. So we just kind of made do, played defense and kind of stick home to what we knew we could do. Brought my folders, and we prepared for their tendencies. Didn't do a lot in terms of walkthrough. We really didn't have an opportunity to do that. But pretty much just went out there and played. And the big part was, of course, navigating the weather, making sure these guys had something to eat, making sure we were getting rest in between games. That was really, I thought, the big challenge for us for that Friday.
Yeah, and you guys had multiple guys who really stood out in that tournament. It starts with Yogi Purdy, you know, the MVP of the tournament, 21.7 rebounds in the championship. Trayvon Gilliam had 27 in the semifinals. JoJo Thompson was just real consistent throughout those three games, averaging 12 points, 4 assists. So, you know, a lot of guys getting involved, you know, starting at the top with Yogi, tournament MVP, but just that balance you were getting in that three games over there.
Yeah, absolutely. The balance was critical to us. It makes us difficult to guard sometimes, and I felt that we shot the ball pretty well. We were awesome from the free throw line. You know, I think Kale Williams was 90%. As a team, we shot it close to 80%. That's going to win you a lot of games in tournament situations when you're getting to the free throw line, A, and B, being able to convert on free throws. And that was really big in both the semifinal and the finals, is the fact that we shot it so well from the free throw line. And we were, you know, we were much better too, above our season average in terms of shooting from the 3-point line. So, you know, we had other people contribute to that. Zydron hit some threes, as well as Jeremiah, and then Kale was real consistent on the inside, giving us some points there as well. So yeah, it was good balance. Also need to mention that Javonte Kelly had a really good tournament final, scoring 10 points in the championship. So stepping up and performing was a real big deal for us.
Yeah, you guys get to enjoy that obviously for a few days. You're right back in the practice, you know, facilities this week. You know, no early week game this week, but you guys are preparing for a little bit of home cooking. Your next three games are going to be at home. It starts Friday. You guys welcome Lafayette. What can you tell us about them? Obviously, you know, a team out of Missouri, and you know the challenges, you know, with your Friday night opponent.
Yeah, Missouri basketball, it's different. First of all, they played more games than we have usually. They're very athletic. They're very well coached. Kevin Bristol does an outstanding job there. They play a grueling schedule, so they don't quite have the record in terms of wins and losses. Last year was, were more successful at this point. But, they've got good players and they got some kids who can shoot it. Kevin's going to put together a game plan that I'm going to have to be prepared to counteract. And so they'll be a challenge for us, no doubt.
That is Pat Battle joining us, of course, Atchison Phoenix boys coach. Again, the run continuing, coming off the Tonganoxie Tournament Championship this past week. Home cooking, as we mentioned, next three for the Phoenix will be at home. It'll be Friday against Lafayette. They'll get Schlegel and Sumner Academy and Meadowlark Conference game with their two at home next week. Well, Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage as usual.